go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. This is one of the most bracing conversations I think we've ever had here at Secure Freedom Radio, and that's saying something. Our guest is Nick Adams, a courageous, insightful, incredibly articulate, and very much committed advocate for the free world, and particularly for the critically important role the United States plays in safeguarding it and being its exemplar. And Nick, I had to interrupt you, I'm afraid, because we were just out of time, but you were on a roll there. Talk a little bit about this horrific prospect that the darkness might, in fact, overwhelm us. And then let's visit about what you believe we have to do to prevent that from happening.
Well, political correctness, Frank, makes America unhealthy. And when America is unhealthy, America is weak. And many of your listeners might be wondering why a gentleman from Australia with a funny accent is talking to Frank Gaffney on Secure Freedom Radio, talking about these things. And the truth is that we've all got an investment in it. Right now, the presidential race is on, and the entire world's media are very acutely observing what's going on, because the world's fortunes travel with America, Frank. When America's strong, the world is strong. When America's weak, the world becomes exceedingly dangerous. And that's not a Nick Adams hypothesis. That is a reality that we have been living now for the last few years under this current president. And if we go right around the world, we cast our eye right around the globe, we can very, very easily see. We've got Vladimir Putin trying to rebuild the Soviet Empire. We've got the nut job down in North Korea that is reportedly playing with atomic bombs. We have Iran in a confident position. We have China taking over the South Pacific Sea. Now, all of these things are directly related to political correctness. Every single one of those problems right across the world is related to America and her being weakened and poisoned by political correctness. And then we go to the home front, Frank. Every single problem in America today, I believe, is rooted in political correctness, whether it's porous borders, receding Christianity, a diminished America on the world stage, the police having to wear their own handcuffs, declining educational standards, unsustainable federal government debt, burgeoning government size. All of those things have got to do with political correctness, and the solution to those problems can't be implemented also because of political correctness. And so that's why the whole world will be covered in darkness if we cannot restore America to full health. And the only vaccine to that is the reasserting the American idea to crush this totalitarian ideology that has no business being in the world's greatest country.
All right, so let's get down to brass tacks, as they say, Nick Adams. This is persuasive, I think, to those of us who are concerned about all of those things that you've just described, that unquestionably blossom, if not are spawned by, an environment in which you can't talk about things that give offense to people or that are otherwise seen as less than sensitive to their multicultural aspirations or their racial composition or in other ways, things that divide us endlessly, unfortunately, and weaken our country. So what is it you recommend in your new book, Retaking America, Crushing Political Correctness, that would in fact crush that totalitarian program?
Well, my book, Frank, is a how-to on how to do it. So I'm very thankful that you asked me about the brass tacks. We need to reassert the American idea. And what I mean by that is we need to make sure that people understand, Frank, that they are less likely to achieve the dreams that they have in their heart and their mind because of political correctness. We have to equate political correctness with aspirations for mediocrity rather than greatness. We have to equate political correctness with moral relativism, because that's exactly what it is. We have to make sure that people understand that the American idea is incompatible with political correctness. The two cannot coexist. And I think once we can get that message out, that gives us a good foundation. The second thing we need to do, Frank, is we need to engage in the culture war. For too long, we have allowed these guys to play unopposed. And the wonderful thing about a capitalist society, Frank, is that if you don't like a radio host, you don't have time for a particular television anchor, we simply change the station or turn the knob on the radio. We can't do that anymore, because in order to beat the enemy, we've got to understand the enemy. We've got to know the enemy better than they know themselves. And so we need to start studying these guys. We need to know President Obama's speeches off by heart. We need to know the tactics of the left, which leads me to my third thing. We need to use the tactics of the left against them. We need to infiltrate our schools and universities and recapture those classrooms and lecture theatres, because the left have always understood much better than us, Frank, that in order to control tomorrow, you need to control the children of today. And so that is an urgent thing that we need to do.
And what about the media?
Absolutely, Frank. In terms of the media, we have to study the media, we have to know the media. But I'm also encouraging in my book, Retaking America, Crushing Political Correctness, that we incentivize that particular industry, both media and teaching, for everyday ordinary Americans to consider that vocation, because we really need to get those people in there. And we need to also be entrepreneurial in this. We need to make sure that traditional voices now in the technological age, that we can have our own media to combat that other stuff. And I think we're seeing a good deal of that right now. But we need to use all of the tactics of the left against them. Frank, they hurl epithets at us at a moment's notice. Racist, sexist, homophobe.
All of that is very familiar, needless to say, racist and bigoted and Islamophobic and the rest. Let me ask you about the government. There is, as I mentioned at the outset, a lot of talk on the campaign trail at the moment among the presidential candidates, at least on the Republican side of the aisle, about the dangers of political correctness and how we have to get away from that. Are you seeing in any of those candidates, or simply in the fact that this is now front and center on their debate platforms and speeches and so on, a sign that we may be able to take back the government, which has been, of course, a prime mover behind a lot of this as well?
Frank, this is the year, 2016 is the year of the rise of the anti-PC politician, and we're seeing that. And I think that as I've travelled throughout the United States these last few weeks, and will continue to do so for the next few on my book tour, I can tell you that I have discovered a few things. Number one is that middle America is now only starting to begin to fight. People are sick and tired of being attacked for microaggressing and macroaggressing and white privileging and trigger warning and not knowing the 57 different genders and being accused of being racist if they dare criticize President Obama or use Chicago sarcastically in a sentence. And they've had enough. And that's a good thing. And I am definitely sensing that vibe, that something is going on, and I think it's wonderful. I think any number of those Republican candidates on that presidential stage, Frank, would go a long way to helping America crush political correctness. But political correctness won't just be crushed at the ballot box. It needs to be crushed around the kitchen table of homes all across the continental United States.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better and in a more timely way. The call to arms for all of us. Nick Adams, thank you for your love of America. It is an inspiration to all of us, the work you do at the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness, your writings at townhall.com and Town Hall Finance, and of course your two superb books, The American Boomerang, How the World's Greatest Turnaround Nation Will Do It Again, and Just Off the Presses, Retaking America, Crushing Political Correctness. Your leadership is appreciated. Come back to us again soon, if you would, Nick Adams. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again on Monday. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.